Hey guys, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor doing a nighttime podcast. It's Valentine's Day, guys. I hope you're treating your significant other, ladies, men, whichever they may be, well. Make sure that they have a reason to smile before the end of the day. Ivy went out and got shot for something, and we went and picked up her, I think it's called an Instant Pot. Not an Insta Pot, Instant Pot. I kept saying it the wrong way. So then we had to go up to Wegmans and get her some, I don't know, live cultures. Yeah, she says it's her lab, don't think it's no freaking joke. But she's going to make her own yogurt and there was something else she said, sour cream, I guess. I don't know, but I guess she can make that in the Instapot. I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm in the parking lot and she's getting live yogurt or something like that. What I wanted to talk about today more is just keeping, there's been, the whole shit storm that's been swirling around, typical stuff, Zach S, whatever. I'm not going to talk about that. Enough people are. I got nothing to add to the conversation. I don't know anything more than anybody else does. So what I always try to do in these kind of situations, I want to focus on what good's coming, going on in the gaming world these days and who's doing well and who I like. And one of the first things I want to talk about is Mr., I always call him the glue of the anchorites, the glue of all us gamers in a way, is Colin reached his 100th episode. Bravo, Colin, bravo. AKA Spike Pit for all you guys. Although I do it the other way because he spiked Pit first for me and Colin second. But yeah, he reached his 100th episode, and I know it's like a series of phone calls and everything. I haven't got, even though I'm talking about it, I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I probably will before the end of the night. But I think it's really cool to have someone like Colin in the community. The guy just exudes positivity and encouragement, and he gets, he's like a little kid, like we all have in us. You know, Colin's just got a little bit more bare bones of that little kid, and he's got that infectious enthusiasm about him that's fun. And I mean, every time you get to do an episode, you see, Spike Pit has left you a message. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of stop what I'm doing and I want to hear what he has to say. So even if it's in the middle of the workday, I'm like, give me 2 seconds. I got to listen to this and I'll be right back to you. So thought that was cool. The other thing I kind of wanted to shout out too is last night, Tankar interviewed my good friend Rob Conley in the Fireside Chat, and unfortunately I think it's going to get kind of forgotten, get kind of swept under just because of all the wave of bullshit stuff that's happening, the toxicity of it all, Again, that'll hopefully something good will come out of that in the end. Usually it does. But I encourage people to go look at or go listen to Tankar's conversation with Rob. It is a long one. Rob can talk. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Rob can talk. He's that's the thing. He's got such a base knowledge about gaming is he could talk for hours and hours about stuff. Because he knows a lot about what's going on. And, you won't find, another guy who's more positive, more encouraging. He's the reason why I may be biased, but he is the main reason why this Judges Guild Kickstarter didn't crash and burn. He ended up getting all his maps done and releasing them to everybody and getting that other guy produced a tagged map, although I could never get that to work on mine. I have to ask him about that. He put out Black Marsh for free. I think last night he said he had that supplement was downloaded over 8,000 times. It'll probably, hit 10 grand before the end of the year. which is fantastic. So that's, you know, instead of focusing on this negativity, you know, there's zine, the zine quest over at, or is it at the Kickstarter? Unfortunately, you know, I was going to get into it. I reported last, you know, said last time I was going to be a part of that. I'll tell you what, guys, I've just been struggling with being able to find material to contribute. I'm still working on it, though. I haven't thrown out the thing yet. Even if I have to do just a week Kickstarter to see if I can get anything going, I still might do it. But all those zines, I can't remember. Last count I had, there was like 21 of them, and I think there's been a few more added to it. I know Luca is doing what Luca, oh, what's his name? You guys know who I'm talking about. And I like his material, and he just was putting out a, boy, I'm stumbling here, guys. I apologize. The zine, it's like UVF or something like that. That looks real interesting. I hope it does well. It sounds like it's already hitting stretch goals and just kicking ass. And again, I don't know if anybody heard his interview with Jason Hobbs over at Hobbs and Friends. Another, sounds like a very good guy, very nice guy to that's part of this community. There's a lot of good stuff happening on here. We don't always have to focus on the negativity, even though that's the big show in town or whatever. And then another one that I always like to shout out is James Smith. He's over there doing the OSR news on Saturdays. He's got his own Patreon where basically gathers all the information that's going on, products that are being released, reviews, blogs, and other miscellanea. He gathers it all up and put pretty much on a blog post. It's almost like a newsletter of what's happening or what happened this week in the OSR. It's fantastic and it's very thorough. Very thorough. So if you're ever interested in that, go check it out. His website is Mythic Dreams, something like that. Look up James Smith on Patreon, and it's off of there. It's fantastic. I mean, he's been doing it on and off for years. Another, I can't say it enough, another good guy to deal with. And he, you know, I haven't spoken to James, you know, that much lately, but the few encounters and the few things he said, he talks to my wife probably more than me. Or I mean, not that way. My wife talks to him more than I do. There we go. I get in trouble if I do it the other way. But he's just a genuinely good guy who likes gaming, and this is his thing that he does so well. And it's good to see people who get into, you know, find that niche and really go with it and run with it. And I think he's done really well with his OSR news thing. So, Owens of Mythic Fantasy. I think I got that right finally. So I forgot I can stop the talking on my phone and go look it up on the website and that. So a little bit on what I'm doing, guys. I am going to continue working on that zine thing. It's going to be in addition to my Patreon. I got a few things that I'm going to try to finish up a Patreon. But even if I don't get it done for this, you know, get it set for this month, I'm still going to do the Kickstarter just for the shits and giggles. I've never did one. And I think it's good to have the experience of doing one. You know, it's just going to be a small one. It's not going to be one of those ones where it's not going to be where I'm trying to get like $10,000 or something like that. I think I'll probably just start at a $500 level. I think that's a fair amount to start with, because if people don't, you know, if you can't get $500 interest on a Kickstarter, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. Or you know, maybe you need to try a different tactic or advertisement or something like that. But $500, I think, should be doable. And then, like, after all the stuff is done, I don't know how much that equals out to, you know, once things are processed and Kickstarter takes their cut and the credit cards take their cut, what that leaves it. Because I got, like I said, I got some really good, I got Jim Magazine doing the, you know, agreed to do some art for me. And then I got Will Arnold to help me keep track of all my typos and hunt them down and kill them, which I hope we do pretty easily. Hopefully I don't give them too much work to do. But yeah, you know, so that way I can give these guys a good portion of the money. And then I'll still be printing them myself. I'm not going to go to any publisher. I'm not going to offer them on one bookshelf. Not because of anything. I have a hard time getting them uploaded to one bookshelf and publishing. I know I have to get through that and start, you know, offering more things, print things on there, and I just haven't done it yet. So, all right, guys, I think that's it for the day. Stay positive, man. Do things creative. The best way to defeat that negativity is not to try to shout louder than it, but basically just do your thing, be creative, be positive. And don't let it seep into your Cheerios, if you know what I mean. All right, guys, take care, roll better than me, and we'll talk to you soon.